Now, Brits are a nation of finance obsessives, apparently. 26% of us are checking our balance after every transaction interrupts our personal moments, with over a third of people using online banking in bed and one in five checking your balance on the toilet. Well, to talk about this, first of all, is director from Clydesdale, and that's Helen Page. Morning, Helen.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. And alongside yourself, TV presenter, it is Otis Deely. Morning, Otis.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Do you check your bank balance while you're on the throne?
Not on the throne, but at inappropriate moments, yes. in the cinema, when perhaps I should be focusing on what's going on the screen. And I have been caught checking my bank balance whilst out on a date.
Oh, my word. Really?
I know. Unfortunately, it was date night with the wife.
That's all right, then.
So it was forgivable.
Well, yeah, I'm more offended that you'd check your bank balance while there's a film on in the cinema. That breaks every code.
Yeah, I know.
Every single code.
Yeah.
Helen, I mean, look, it's really easy for everybody to find out information about their bank accounts, easier than it ever has been before.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a range of tools and tips and advice. There's every kind of app under the sun. But, you know, people still find it really difficult, Darren, to manage their money. They want something that's really easy to help them keep track. It's the simple things that matter to them. They want to know where the money goes, how could they save more, and how could they make it go further. That's what they're really looking for.
Yeah, and you get these sort of things with the new apps. I mean, I've got something that when I get below a certain amount in my account and it sends me a message on my phone, which just means that, you know, I'm always on
your
top.
Skin.
Well, yeah, but I'm always on top of my spending, and I know not to, you know, splash out on a couple of beers or whatever when I get to that line.
Okay. So, just tell us a little bit more about this researcher, Otis, and what else is brought up.
Fundamentally, what it's brought up is that we want to be more in control of our money, which tells us that at the moment, or up until this moment in time, managing our finances isn't that easy and takes up a lot of time. For me, for example, I have to print out my statements at the end of the month and then literally use a highlighter pen and different colours as well.
You're old school.
To show me what's been going and where. And you'd have thought that by now there would be an app that allows you to tag certain types of spending, create different types of budgets, and have... you know, sometimes we siphon off different amounts of money per month into different accounts for different reasons. So you might have a rainy day fund, or you might be saving up for a new bicycle or a new car or a new guitar. At the moment, there aren't enough tools out there to bring all of that together under one umbrella. And that's what we're talking about today.
Do you ever have those moments, Otis, when you go out on a night out, have a bit too much, and then you wake up the next morning, check your bank balance, and you're just like, where the hell has all that money gone?
I'm going to say no, because normally in the mornings I don't have the faculties to log on, remember what my ID code is, remember my password or the fourth letter from such, and whether it's uppercase, lowercase, a number, or some kind of... punctuation. I normally leave it until closer to the end of the month, and that's when I get horrified at how much not only I spent the night before, but how much I've accumulatively spent on sweets and chocolate.
Helen, tell us about this new app from Clydesdale Bank and Yorkshire Bank. It's called B.
That's right. It's called B. It's brand new. It takes control of your finances. It's great. It auto tags all your spending for you, so you can see exactly how much you've spent on shoes or clothes or food, petrol. You can tag your own spend, so you can add your own tags. But it, what it does then is it allows you to set budgets against all those kind of categories. And when you're about to go over those budgets, it will let you know, not in an intrusive way, but it'll let you know. It lets you set savings goals. But it's constantly kind of getting to know you. It's really intuitive. So it learns more about you the more that you use it. There's nothing else out there in the marketplace, and it's really fresh. It doesn't look like it's come from a bank. You can play around with it. It makes managing your money fun again, and that's what it should be.
That's what it should be. That's quite right. Auto, so let's talk gadgets, because you're back on the gadget show. What's the greatest gadget that you've ever had on the gadget show, or is that too difficult to figure out?
It is, because what's the criteria for making a gadget or an app now, actually?
Yeah, well, I suppose so. Yeah.
We cover apps. What's the criteria for making it great? Is it because it allows you to experience something you've never experienced before? So virtual reality headsets now are allowing you to walk along the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, for example. Obviously, you're not going to get wet, but you do get that.
So you can have someone throwing buckets of water at you.
You could have. Or you get that visual sensation of the expanse of the water and the size of all the creatures that you would encounter if you were down there. Is it the smartphone, which now allows you to do just about anything, including with the aid of an app like Be, manage your money without having to really think about it? Or is it the technology that they're putting in cars nowadays that allow them to self-drive while you technically put your feet up, or at least take your feet off the pedals, you know, technology the like of which 20, 25 years ago we would have expected to have seen on a sci-fi program. So there's so many different criteria that could go into, you know, whatever the greatest gadget is. For me, it's stuff that just, I don't know, makes me feel like a kid again. A water-powered jetpack, for example, allowing you to fly over water. That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Otis, when I said to Joe here that we're going to be chatting to Otis Dealey today, he got very, very excited. Because you are a stuff of legend, Otis. You know what I'm coming to, don't you?
I don't, but I am scared.
World Athletics Championships a few years ago. Right. There's still clips of you on YouTube. What it goes to show is, one, how difficult live TV actually is when you've got someone shouting in your ear to do one thing and whatever else. Do you look back on that and do you shudder, or do you think, thank God that's over, or have we moved on? What do you think when you look back on that now?
I'm glad you appreciate how difficult it is to communicate live to an audience, Darren. Thank you for that. It depends on my mood at any given time of day, how I react to it. Yes, it was a blip on an otherwise smooth career. It helped me to appreciate how difficult live is, and it was a mistake. Or mistakes were made, and the greatest teachers, or among the greatest teachers, are experience and mistakes. And I learned a lot from the experience, and hopefully it won't happen again. I'm working towards it not happening again.
Well, our man Joe Rawson is not averse to a mistake himself. So I thought I'd let you have a listen to one of Joe's classics.
Oh, here we go.
Now, Otis, have a listen to this, because this wasn't even live. this was a pre-recorded show.
No, it wasn't. Me going into a pre-recorded interview.
Okay.
Live.
He's trying to do this as it was would be a live interview. Here we go. Here's Joe Rawson for you, Otis. Here we go.
Right, we can go from one legend to another to get his views on the new season and speak to Mark Blundell. Mark, how are you?
You're welcome.
There we go. so, look, it happens to everybody, Otis. I think it was what we're trying to say. It happens to everybody.
I feel closer to Joe than I do you, actually.
Thank you, Otis.
Otis and Helen, if people want to find out a little bit more about the app, where can they go to?
They can go to youandbee.co.uk or follow us at HelloBee.
Wonderful stuff. Otis Dealey, Helen Page, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, Darren. Thank you. Joe.
Thanks.